This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we head into this day, just stop and think for a minute about how many lives your life touches. What you do doesn't only impact on you, it impacts on so many people. There's your family, your spouse, the people around you at work, the people you're involved with in your hobbies or your place you like to hang out or your sports team. Just so many people that your life will touch, even on this one day of your life. And the point of life is that as you touch on those people's lives, they feel love for them coming from you. Not just that you work with them, not just that you see them, or not just that you live with them or discipline them if they're your kids to help them grow up right, but that you love them. You say, well, it sounds kind of weird that people at work would feel love coming from me. No, it's not weird. It's what God wants for your life, for people to experience love coming from you. And that is what Jesus Christ does in your heart. If you really have your heart open to Him and are responding to Him, is He loves people through you. And you know, we've been reading in the book of Romans all about how Christians can disagree about what they should do or shouldn't do, what they're allowed to do, what they're not allowed to do, and especially what other people should and shouldn't do. And Paul's been saying, don't worry about what other people should and shouldn't do because they're accountable to God. God's already accepted them and loved them into His family. So if He's accepted them, certainly you should accept them. And the big principle is love. And he goes on now in Romans chapter 15 to say, now we who are strong ought to bear the weaknesses of those without strength and not just please ourselves. That is so, so important in life. Not just please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor. Now, he doesn't just mean the person living next to you on the street. He means the people around you in life. Let each of us please the people around him for that person's good, that person's edification, to build that person up. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell upon me. And Paul says, whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, that through perseverance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. You know, that's the purpose of the Bible in your life. The Scriptures is to encourage you in life and give you hope. And Paul is encouraging you through these Scriptures to concentrate on loving and blessing, encouraging the people around you. He goes on to say, now may the God who gives perseverance and encouragement grant you to be of the same mind with one another, according to Christ Jesus, that with one accord you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, accept one another. There it is again. Don't get all hung up on how this person should be behaving. Accept one another, just as Christ also accepted us to the glory of God. Were you perfect when Christ accepted you? No. He accepted you and loved you and began changing you from the inside out. For I say that Christ has become a servant to the Jews on behalf of the truth of God to confirm the promises given to the fathers, and a servant for the Gentiles, that's the rest of us, to glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will give praise to you among the Gentiles, and I will sing to your name. And again he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, he's quoting from the Old Testament, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples praise him. And again, Isaiah says, there will come from the root of Jesse, and he who rises to rule over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles hope. And may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, who can you encourage? Who can you give hope to today? Who can you show love to? Let your life express Jesus Christ. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.